Ein choshishin lemiyuta. You're not afraid of the miyut. What does that mean to a miyut? Rashi says, l'shemi yezachor. We're not afraid, maybe you'll be a zachor. V'yesh lo chelik behem. Tabasa ruba razlinen. Go basa roiv. What's the roiv? For roiv yoldois oy nekevois oy mapilos konferish liyel. Usually it's like this. We don't know, usually we say it's machza machza. Half give birth to girls, half give birth to boys. And even the one that gives, even Intin Slaim is going to be a zach or a boy, maybe she'll be mapul. Maybe won't be a ben shakayama. So Lamais, if we have now two boys already alive, and the wife and the mother is pregnant, so we'll say now, go bus a roif to say that that child will not be yashin. Because first of all, there's a 50% chance maybe she's going to be a girl. If she's going to be a girl, she doesn't yashin, but mokum the brothers. And even if Tim Slaim is supposed to be a zachor, but maybe he won't live, maybe he'll be mapul. So Roiv says he won't yashin. So the mokum, you have already two boys, those are the ones that will yashin, they're alive already, therefore the avodim are a ladi truma. And we're not choshish lemiyutai. The boy said, "No, Terutz could be no liyolam chesava choshen lemiyuta. Maybe we are afraid of a miyut. Of the avdinan lay takanta krav Nachman. We do a takon like Rav Nachman says. Omar Shmuel. The Omar of Nachman Omar Shmuel. Yisaimim shabo lachalik v'nichse aviyim. Yisaimim that want to divide up a portion of the father's portions is bezdin mamidin lemapatropis. Bezdin puts for them an apatropis, someone to take over. Ubaru lehem chelik yofa, and they divide up equally each one an equal portion." So we say, Igdilu Yechelon Limchais. When they get over, if they want to, they could go back and change over the portions. For Rav Nachman, the Deyom, Igdilu, Ein Yechelon Limchais. No, they can't divide it up anymore. Because the Imke, Ma Koyach Bezdin Yofa. What's the Koyach of Bezdin? So in other words, here, where the father died, so he left over two kids. So Locher is, they assign him now. So Bezdin has a right to come down, make an apotropis, and give the Yerusha out. So the Maisa, the Avodim that goes to those two kids, belongs to them. And even later, when the third kid, when he was born, when they grow up, they can't change around the portions anymore. So that's the case. If they left all the Schorim, they can be Michael, the Avodim Truma. Because their portions of the Avodim, like Vadi, belong to them. And since they're born already, those Avodim could be Truma. I, the portion of the Uber and Echnami. The one Evid that the Apotropos will set aside for the Uber, Taka won't eat Truma. But the Avodim that are set aside to the Zecharim that are alive right now, they could eat Truma.
Tamar says now, Leimod Rav Nachman Tanoi. Let's say Rav Nachman then is a Machlokes Tanoim. Like Rashi says, Midioma Rav Shimon, Zecharim Yoichlu Mishum Takantad Rav Nachman. You tell me now, Rav Shimon, that says that the only leftover boys, that the Avodim are allowed to eat Truma, because they hold like Rav Nachman. Mechlada Tanakam Adyom Avdei Tzoyin Barzol Lo Yoichlu, Afilu Betakanta Komar, for left like Rav Nachman. So, it's a Machlekes that it should come out. The Tanakam says that if the mother is pregnant, even though they have Zechorim, the Avodim cannot eat Truma. So, who Rav Nachman tonight is a Machlekes Tanoim. Tomorrow says, Loi, really I'll tell you the Kuli Yal Mislo the Rav Nachman. Maybe everybody holds like Rav Nachman. For Yehoch over here, the Machlekes says, Bechoshishin Lemiyot Kemiflegi. That's the Shaila. Are we Choshit for Miyot? So Rashi says, if you would have made it tonight, everybody holds, if they would have made the Apotropos here, everybody holds like Rav Nachman. Havad the Apotropos would help. But here we're talking about they did not make the Apotropos. And the Shalak we had before is, are you Choshit Lemiyot or not? Again, the leftover two boys. And the mother's pregnant. So if you're choshed lemiyut, you have to be afraid maybe this uber is going to be a zocher that will live. And therefore, yashin zechelik. So his portion of the avodim are not letting truma. And the other svar is no. If you're not choshed lemiyut, we'll say go bas a roiv. Roiv says, first of all, maybe she'll be in a keva. And even if Tim Slaimah shall be a zocher, maybe he won't live. So you don't have to worry about the uber. You only have to worry about who is alive right now. And who's alive right now are two Sechorim, they're Yarshin, they're both Kahanim, therefore they're both in Kuri Truma. Reb Yishma, Reb Yaisi Yoimer, Mishum Aviv. What did he say before was like this, that Habas Michael, if they have a daughter, because of the daughter, the Avodim Kuri Truma. But Haben, if they have a Ben, a boy, then ain't Michael. He cannot eat. He cannot eat Truma. So Shaul, what's not Kamina for the Gemara Maishin of Ben Deloy Michael? Why do you say have to have a ben left over? They cannot eat truma the avodim mishum chalka shel uber because you're afraid of the chelik of the uber. The uber has a chelik over here because if it's chelik, the avodim cannot eat. So if so, bas nami. If they have a daughter, it should be the same thing also. The same thing. So what's the difference? If it's a zocher or it's a ben, what's the difference? Both of you tell me now it's a svara that the uber, he yashins, and his chelik cannot eat truma, so what's the difference? What they have, if they have a ben, if they have a bas? So it says, Omer Abaya, Hoch, you know what we're talking about over here? B'nechosin muwatim askinin. We're talking about when the father died, he only left over a very small amount of nechosin. And the zatkon of the rabbonin, when you only have a small amount of nechosin left over, that the bonim, the zecharim, do not yashin, but rather the bonim, the girls, have a right to use the nechosin to live on, and the boys have to go around and ask like tzedakah. That's what the zatkon of the rabbonin. And Rashi says, v'nechosin muwatim, the tikkun rabbonin, rabbonin made a tikkun in such a case. When the father died and he only has a small amount of nechosin, that the tikkun of the rabbonin is, ha bonis yizoinu, that the girls have a right to eat from it. The habonin yishlu av psachim, and the boys do not take anything from it. Forget the boys have to go around and collect sukkah. So that's what we're talking about over here. We're talking about the father when the claim was made, he only left over a small amount of nechosin. All right, turn over. He only left over a small amount of nechosin. So what do we say? Kugoyin diika ben pahadi bas. There is a ben with his daughter. So manav shach is like this. E haide ma'abra ben hu. If what's the pregnant, the baby in the stomach now, the uber, is going to be a boy, lo yodif, it doesn't make a difference. May haide koi from the ben that's alive right now. In other words, the have alive right now is a boy and a girl. And when the father died, he only left over a small amount of nechosim. That the locher is the boy does not yashin, only the girl. So now you have an uber, the mother is pregnant. So what? On the tzad, she's going to give birth to a boy. Again, who yashins the nechosim? The girl. So therefore, the girl, she has a dinti truma. Therefore, her avodim could also be truma. Ibasi, elamai, what's going to be? It's going to be a daughter. Amai ochlo. So now, what are we afraid? If the uber is going to be a daughter, slachura, this daughter also yashins. So now it'll be a problem. Since she's only an uber, she wasn't born yet, her portion of the Yerusha of the Avodim cannot eat truma. So let's be afraid of the bas. So Gemara says no. Amai ochlo, what's the reason why the bas has the right to eat truma now? It's only betakanta, the rabbonin. It's only a new takanta, the rabbonin. Because midi yiraisa, a ben yashins, not the bas. The rabbonin made a new takanta, but there's a small amount of nechosim, that's the bas yashins. So I tell you this, the takanta of the rabbonin is, Kama deloy nofik liavroilom leitkinu rabbonin. Calls the man the kid is not born, even though it's a girl, the rabbonin didn't make a takana for her. The rabbonin's takana is that the girls that are alive already, if there's only a small Yerusha left over, they have a right to eat from it. But here where the mother is pregnant, she didn't give birth yet, that uber, even if it's a bas, cannot eat truma. So that's why in this case we say that the avodim could eat truma. So Mar says, "B'maya kimta, what do you want to say the case is talking about? B'nechosim muatim, where the father only left over a small amount of nechosim, then the daughters yashin it. For the Gemara, what does the Sefer say? Shema yimtzu b'zachor. Maybe it will come out that the uber will be a zachor. V'yein labonis b'mokim ben klum. And the girls don't have anything b'mokim, there's a zachor. For the Gemara, Adarabba, just the opposite. Nechosim muatim, when the father only left over a small amount of nechosim, the loch is just the opposite. The bonus ninu, mid the rabban and the girls use it up. So bezoi, how could they talk about nechosim muatim if the sefer says just the opposite? The sefer says we have to be afraid. Maybe the uber will be a zocher, and if he's a zocher, he yashins, and then they can't eat truma. So Moshe Lenachnami, hatayi sefer osin lenechosim merubim. There are two cases here. The Sefer is talking about when the father died, he left over a lot of property. So therefore the halacha is that the bonim yashin it, and the bonis get nizoinis, that's all, they get enough money to live on from it. Or nechosim muatim, mashenke, and the Reish is talking about nechosim muatim. When the father died, he only left over a small amount of nechosim, therefore it goes to the girls, therefore there's no problem about the uber. This takonat rabbonim only applies when they're alive, not by the uber. Tomorrow says now, Unechosim muatim de bonus nin, was that true? I have Yom Rabbas, Yom Rab Yechanin. Yesoimim, Shekodmu, Umachru, Benechosim muatim, Mashemachru, Machru.
that he holds that the Yisoimim, if the boys there, Lamaisa, if they chapped the rind first and sold, then the Nechasim Watin, is Takachal. So you see, it's not called 100% the bonus yet. If they sell, they sold. So Rashi says, V'chivod linyan mechira b'shosayu kaimi hecha achli. So you see, really, even with the Rabbanan, it still belongs to the boys. If they chop a rind and sell it, the sale is there. Just calls the man that didn't sell it, the girls have a right to eat from it. But the mice, if you see, it has to do with the boys, so it's a kasha then. If he's an Uber now, so how could the Avodim eat truma? L'chura, this Uber has a portion of the Avodim can't eat because of the Uber. So what says, V'yelamai bas tiktoni, aim. What does bas mean? It means the mother. Trashi vochakomer. Ho aim machelis avde meluk shalor. Kaderuch shoy sacheles. That's what we're talking about. Ho'ei means, that it says bonois, means the mother. In other words, the nichse milug, the avodim that belong to the mother, they can eat truma. Because what belongs to the mother, she's alive, she can eat truma, her avodim can eat truma. V'yelomai batet toni yeim. V'digmori hochi, hainu the Rabbi Yossi, it's the same halacha than the Rabbi Yossi. V'z enachanami. Kula Rabbi Shmo, Rabbi Yossi katoni lo, enachanami. He doesn't argue in Rabbi Yossi. The whole thing Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said over. So the cipher that says a chil between the bonois doesn't really mean girls, but it means taka the mother. The nechasim did av the milug that belongs to the mother, they pshit to kirichuma. Mishnah says, ho uber, when you have an uber, we'll soon see that passels that they cannot eat truma. Ho adin va yavim. In the case where your brother died, the yavim also passels, she cannot eat truma. For Yerushin, in the case where they got married just with Kedushin, they can't eat Truma. For Yacheresh, the person's a Cheresh. Or else the Ben Tesha Shonim, V'yay Mechad, if a boy is only 9 years old, is Lacha Poistlin, V'lay Machilin. All these cases pass you cannot eat Truma because of them. V'lay Machilin, they don't have the power to be Machil, you teach Truma. So we'll explain each case. Rashi says, Huba Poistlin means, Bas Koyen Shenisas Li Yisrael. Or Bas Koyen got married to Yisrael. So calls the man, the husband is alive, she is not Lari Truma. Umeis, and he died. But Venicha Maberis, he left her over Maberis. So Locher is Uba Paisel. The Uba makes it that the mother now, even though she is a Baskoin, she is not Lari Truma. She does not go back to her father's house, because she's pregnant. V'yeinu Meichel, the opposite way would be, that a Bas Yisrael, Shenisus Lekoin, Umeis Venicha Maberis, if she's a Bas Yisrael. So calls the man, the husband's alive, she could eat Truma. When the husband dies, she cannot eat truma. Only if she has a son. Now that she's pregnant, the muberis, the uber, is not meichel. That's the loch, and uber is poisel v'yena meichel. And the same thing by yovam. Rashi is, what's a yovam? Bas koyin. If she's a bas koyin, but she was married to Yisrael, shemeris liyovam, liyovam Yisrael. Now her husband died, and her brother, his brother's alive. So also poisel mitruma via. Even though she's a bas koyin and her husband died, she does not go back to her father's house because she's a shemeres yavim. And the opposite way, o bas yisrael shemeres liyavim koyin. Let's say a bas yisrael that her husband the koyin died, even though she's a shemeres yavim now to the brother that's a koyin, still she cannot eat truma because he's not his kinyan yet. He didn't make yivim yet. There's only shemeres yavim. She can't eat truma. Vayta the erusin, Rashi says, bas koyin meresus liyisrael. If a bas koyin got married to Yisrael, is posla, she's not letting truma anymore. And the opposite way, bas Yisrael meresus lekoyin ain't a machila. If a bas Yisrael got married to a koyin just with kedushin, she could also not eat truma until they made a nisuyin. The acheresh or ben teshon of yemechod, Rashi says, b'gmar meforeshlo. What's this case that they pass to you? You cannot eat truma because of them for loy machilin, and they don't let you eat truma. Now the Mishnah says weiter. Sofik shu ben teshon v'yemechot sofik shenoi. You have a sofik if the kid is 9 years old or not. Sofik hevi be Cyrus sofik shloi hevi. You have a sofik if he's a godl or not. That he bring two Cyrus or not. Nofol abayis olov v'yalbas ochiv. Let's say the house fell upon the husband v'yalbas ochiv and his wife, which was his brother's daughter. In other words, it's a shayla of yibam now. That one brother had two wives. One wife was his brother's daughter, and his second wife was a stranger. So now, they both died at the same time, the husband and the brother's wife. So if the husband died first, so the brother's daughter is an heir with him. So since she's an erva, there's no mitzvah yibum, and the tzara is also potter. She's a tzara's erva. But let's say the house killed the bas ochi first, killed his wife. So Lamaisi still has one wife alive, and then the brother dies. So now his wife also was brother yibum. So v'yen yedua eizem eitz rishon. We don't know which one died first. Did the husband die first, or did his wife, which is his brother's daughter, die first? Is the loch by sveikus we say saros to the tsaris choletzus lemis yabemis. I mean, our suffix is the last time chalitza, but yibum you can't make because it's a suffix yisidi raisa. It's more so like this. Uber, what's the case of an uber? E bas koyin li yisrael hi. If she's a bas koyin, posula. Now that her husband dies, she cannot go back to her father's house to truma. Why? Kin urel we dashin pratlum aberis. She only goes back when her husband, the Kohen the Yisrael, dies, when she's like originally, when she's not pregnant. But if she's pregnant, she's not like Shunareha, she can't go back to her father's house, Tichruma. And the opposite way, E Bas Yisrael the Kohen, if she's a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen, he, Loi Maicholo, also she can't eat Truma now that her husband died, even though she's a Muberis. Why? Yelud Maichol. Only if she has a child already, then she can eat Truma. Shani Yelud Eina Maichol. If the kid is not born yet, she cannot eat Truma because of the Muberis. Hayov, and what's the case? E Bas Kohen Li Yisrael he, Posula. If she's a Bas Kohen, but she got married to Yisrael, she can't eat Truma. Now that her husband dies, also she can't eat Truma. Why? The Pasuk says, V'shovel Be'Saviya. Which Bas Kohen eats Truma when the husband dies? And she goes back to her father's house. But Pratla Shemeres Yavam. Now that she has a mitzvah Yibum, she's a Yavama, she doesn't go back to her father's house, she can't eat Truma. The opposite way, E Bas Yisrael a Kohen. Let's say she is a Bas Yisrael that got married to a Kohen, he. So she can eat Kozuma, she's married. Now the husband died, she can't eat Truma. Ah, she's a Shemeres Yavam, the brother is also a Kohen. Still Le Maichula, a Yavam can't let her eat yet. Why? Kinyan Kaspa Yamarachmana. For her, Kinyan Diachavu. Le Maisa, it's not a Kinyan Kaspa. The Yavam didn't make Yivam yet. It's the brother's Zika is because of the brother, not because of the Yavam yet. Therefore, Alsa, first husband, he's dead already. She can't eat Truma. Alsa, Yavam, he didn't make Yivam yet. She can't eat Truma. Bite of Erisin, what does Erisin mean? E Bas Kohen li Yisrael li Posula. If a Bas Kohen has Kiddushim with Yisrael, she can't eat Truma. She went out of her father's Rishus already.